Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey, hi, hey, you know who it is? The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, aka Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay right, dog. One.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nattyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One time rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
What up, what up? You're now tuned into the dopest podcast on the dopest network, nappyafro.com. This is the Frocast presented to you by Nappy Afro, episode 337. I'm your host with the most. This is your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka the LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Mr. Sensible Shoes, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka ASAP Stocky, aka the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be, and the last aka I am. I am the Frocast. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the problematic, yet well-spoken one, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, and a.k.a. your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody.
That's right. I'm up in this bitch.
As always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the Frocast on however you get it. If you get it on iTunes, leave us a review, 5 stars, all that good stuff. If you get it on Google Play, do whatever you do over there. I don't know how that works on Android, so I don't know. If you follow us on Spotify, don't forget to hit that little heart button and follow us so the show come out every week. It'll just pop up on your Spotify. Or you can just go to the site, www.frocast.com, and you can just get straight Frocast. If you want to get music and all other kind of stuff, you go to nappyafro.com and you get the whole site. Don't forget, we got the voicemail. You can call the number at 347-201-2572. Again, it's 347-201-2572. You can leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the show. And then we got a sponsor this week. Got a sponsor. This episode is brought to you by the crew at Dr. Abrasive Network. We'd like for you to enjoy this dope episode of the Frocast. But when you find your life getting a little fake, cautious, and polite, come over to the network that will put you back in the game. We know you want to find out if Havana Ginger is on Snapchat. We also know you like the top 10 rankings. Well, they give you all that and more because everyone likes more and it's free. Come through, browse the Dr. Abrasive site, and if you enjoy the space, join the mail list. They're giving away one subscriber each month, a $25 Apple or Google Play gift card for your troubles. And that is Dr. DOCTORABRACEIVE.com. You know the boys over there, Real Records and Rules, so go check them out, man. Shit, I might join the mail list. I get in on this $25 gift card every month. Shit, y'all don't get that over here in Nappy Afro. Shit.
Valentine's Day coming up.
You get your little boo, a little $25 gift card. Thanks to Dr. Abrasive and everybody at the Dr. Abrasive Network. Hey, people, y'all better go over there and check them boys out, man. That's a good ass deal. What do you get for joining our mailing list, Queen Jern? A newsletter. That's it. You ain't getting no $25 gift card. So y'all better go over there to the drabrasive.com. And that again, that's DOCTORABRAC. EIVE. Okay? That's drabrasive.com. Check them out. Join the mailing list. Get on a chance to win that $25 gift card. All right? How was your week this week, Queen Germ?
It's been pretty good. So far, so good.
Anything,
not too much.
Anything exciting happened to you over the past week?
Um,
No. I'm going to go ahead and spill the beans. Yes, Queen Germ ate an edible on Sunday, and it was an adventure. I told her not to eat the edible. Well, I prefaced it with like, hey, these are super strong. So, you know, proceed with caution. And what did she do? She go ahead and eat the whole thing. And next thing you know, she's like Smokey and Debo's pigeon coop. She's over here kirking out. And, I mean, it was funny for about 5 minutes, and then it got annoying because, you know, nigga was trying to watch the NFC Championship game, but I had to keep running back and forth, babysitting my wife because she was in there panicking, thinking the room was spinning, and it was just crazy. So, yeah, Queen Germ, you want to tell them about your edible story? I know you don't leave it alone. We'll leave it alone because you got people listening.
I need to clean my face up. This one here will try to make people feel like I just did this. I just went out here. I did this on my own.
You did.
What had happened was...
was it under my supervision?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but this is really what happened. Now...
Queen Germ got a coat on backwards. Inside out, rather. I'm sorry.
It's a sweater. But
so what happened...
What had happened was I decided I was going to take my lovely dog outside for a nice walk. And I said, what better to accompany this walk but a bag of Cheetos and this brownie? I forgot about the fact that it was...
Not an ordinary brownie.
And I proceeded to eat the brownie and the Cheetos. And before we could finish the walk, I had completed the Cheetos and the brownie. And therefore, I started to feel a little something. But I really... wasn't sure. So I was like, okay, I might be all right. I'm feeling this thing. It's okay. Then I took our wonderful son to an event, and on my way back, I knew I had done wrong. I could not believe the things that were coming into my brain. My face felt extremely heavy. Then it went from being heavy to being light. And it was, I don't know. It was just like so many thoughts racing through my mind at the same time. And I wanted to dance. I wanted to run. I wanted to sing. I wanted to do everything at one time. And I just couldn't choose. And I wanted the person that I thought was the man that would always be by me to be there for me. And this nigga just let me be for a doggone football game.
What was I? Did I not come to you every time you called me?
I had to prompt you multiple times for one. I know it seemed like one time it took you so long to get in that room.
And that probably was your brain. Because one, I was eating. And you was like, are you going to come back here? I'm like, I'm eating my food. Can I eat, please? You wouldn't even let me eat.
But the point was, I needed you at that moment and you did not
But come. Nothing was wrong. That's what I was trying to get you to understand. You sitting over there and I was like, enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride. You want to listen to some music? You want to do this? And I'm giving you options to help you enjoy the ride. But no, all you want me to do is just sit back there and babysit. And I'm just like, this ain't fun. Like,
but it should have been.
It was not because I'm sitting here, I'm worried about you. Because I'm sitting here trying to keep you in the house. I'm thinking you're going to run outside and just go crazy. And I'm like, this just joking. I got to watch the dough. Like, this was...
didn't have to watch the door.
And then Queen Jern come driving down the street going, like, 3 miles an hour. He had about 3 cars behind her, like, in the neighborhood. Like, I know they were like, yo, why is this hag driving so slow? Like, what is going on with her? I mean, she was driving slow. Like, in my cast, I could have walked faster than her. She was driving. It was crazy.
You think so?
I know so, because I watched you drive up the street, and I was just like, why is it taking so long? Why is it taking... I'm sitting there looking at you like... This joke had taken a long time, but we all learned lessons. Yeah. You might want to read the warning label on things from now
there
on.
There's no warning label on things that you get in the streets. There
I was gave no you, warning label. I gave on you that. The warning label because I know the person that personally made them. So
I thank him because I had a good time.
They told me they were super strong.
I slept a whole day.
Yes, she did. She didn't wake up till like Monday. She really didn't get up till Monday. Like I got off of work Monday and she was still just in the bed. Yeah. It was sad. Like, she got a good 18 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Like, she was super rested. But enough about that. Anything else you want to talk about?
All I can say is that it changed my life. It really did.
Oh, wow.
I can't live like that. That's just something I know I can't do. That life ain't for me.
Mm. Well, look, it ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine doing that and working and going coaching a football game, going to football, just living normal life like that all the time. You couldn't do that?
Mm-mm.
So do you think it's amazing that people can get stuff done while they done like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I need more credit then.
No, I don't. No, you don't. That's the bullshit. I knew you were trying to walk me down the street for a reason. And I already knew it was a setup. But yeah, no. I mean, it's just like, I mean, if you've never been high before, I do think that you should try it with some good people who gonna look after you. Yeah. Don't be with just anybody.
Yeah, Beezy took an edible. He said he was walking downtown Atlanta for 3 hours. He said, I really thought I went crazy. He was like, I thought I lost my mind. He was just like, I don't see how y'all do this. He was like, I really thought I lost my mind. He was like, he was fucked up for like 3 days. He
said. Yeah. And I mean, and some of the stuff is still questionable. I just could not understand. Like, I feel like my heart is racing, it's beating really fast. And a part of me is like, Bridget, just pray because you got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to pray to ask God to help you because I don't know if this is my last moments on earth.
Mm. Let's see. I'm calling Beezy to see if he can tell us his edible story.
Hello?
Beezy, what's going on? This is King Jeremy live on the Frocast. Just want you to know. Would you like to tell people your edible story real fast? Because Queen Germ just told her, and you know, I just want somebody that can relate to y'all. Because I don't relate. You know, I don't relate. Besides that night,
first time.
But besides that night, I went to the strip club and I ate like 6 of them, and I was just out of my gourd. And the lady looked at me and she was like, "You all right?" I said, "You have no idea." and I know I probably look like a serial killer when I told her that. But
she probably fell back real quick.
But I was at my. Huh?
How many joints do you smoke a day?
I smoke no joints a day.
How many blunts do you smoke a day?
Depends on the day. You know, at least 2. And we're going to say 1 when I wake up and 1 before I go to bed. So I know I at least got 2 in me.
That sounds light. I think you smoke like 5 blunts a day.
I mean, it depends on the day.
I bring that because I think your high, whatever gland or that's burnt out.
It's not so burnt out.
You can never understand an edible story because your shit burnt out.
I mean, I told you, I've been that high that I told you I ate like 6 of them, and then I was just like, wow. And like, I was at the highest you can be for like 5 hours. So
I don't believe that.
I'm telling you, man, it was like, that shit kicked in at 10 o'clock. I was at a strip club, it was like 2 or 3, and I still was like, I have not went down since 10 o'clock. Like, this is amazing. Like, I was, it was uncomfortable. It was very uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, the Queen Jones? I keep wanting to call you. Anyway, so Queen Jerm, have you been, so when you had edibles, you went crazy too?
Yeah, I was so freaking high the other day, man. It didn't make no sense. And it was just so sad because I wanted to be high. I wanted to have this experience, but the love of my life was just like, just go lay down. Just go lay down.
No, that's the voice you heard, but that wasn't, I was given a calm voice. I was being calm. I was like, hey, man, just, I was trying to be calm. I was like, and then every time I be calm, she's like, stop talking to me like that. And I was like, I'm being calm. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, you know, that's why I just think it was her mind racing. But that's not what we called you. We want to hear your story be easy.
Well, first of all, when I did got high, it was just some girl who I had just recently started messing with. So
why do all your stories, look, easy. I don't give a damn what I call you about, whatever topic it is. It always be like, well, you know, some girl.
My point was, don't never get high around somebody who don't give a fuck about you. That's the first problem. That's the first problem, because they don't give a fuck about you. Mm. Okay, so my homeboy, which I'm a nigga Will, he bought me he bought cookies at work. And I knew something was wrong because the nigga that, the white guy that gave him the cookies, I was looking out the window and I found him by the cookie. That nigga was like a damn stereotype of whatever you think a hippie, 60-year-old white man looks like. Mm. He had missing hair but had long hair.
On the sides. Like, he wore khakis and sandals with no socks or with socks.
What do you call it?
Birkenstocks.
Canadian tuxedo?
The Canadian tuxedo, yes.
Yeah. Denim, everything, patties and everything. Mm. So he said, hey, man, I'm going to give you this cookie, man. I'm going to give you these cookies. Just go ahead and eat. He said he'd half of one, and then, you know, I was like, all right, fuck it. So, a couple days later, at my apartment, you know, girl came over, you know, I gave her the nicest 5 minutes of her life.
Hey, look, man, listen, man, easy. Look, all y'all ladies out there just heard what that man said. Y'all stop fucking laughing because y'all don't understand how long 5 minutes actually is.
Oh, like, I know how long 5 minutes is.
Yo, I know you know. You better get yours. You know, the 2 minute offense. You know, once you see Eli Manning come on that field and I start saying, Omaha, Omaha, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga.
TV show, don't you want to get over with for TV show
coming? I done got one between commercials one time. Like, I'm talking
about. That's not been with me.
Oh, it was. You don't remember that. You shouldn't remember that. It was that fast, you know. Hey, man, shout out to Dr. Brayson, man. The best. I saw a shirt on his site. It said, "My sex tape so short, it's a GIF." I said, "God."
Ooh, damn. I like that. That's cute.
No, he said, "I fuck so fast." He said, "I fuck so fast, my sex tape is a GIF." Now, Mike, stop. Pause. What did the guy tell you when he gave it to you?
He told me half of them.
He said eat a quarter of the cookie.
Yes.
And you ate a half of the cookie.
Yeah, because I was hungry because I was tired from the 5 minutes of work.
Okay. Proceed. Just want y'all to know you heard the warnings.
So I was like, all right. I was like, man, shit. So I'm getting mad. And I think I called you, but you was like, you had some fun.
Mm. Now you want to throw me under the bus. Now it's my fault.
The fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably is. So then I ate up the rest of it. And then, now, the rest of the story can only be told from her point of view for the next, like, 6 hours.
Mm.
So, I was literally being on the floor, and she was saying I was on the floor crying. And she was saying, get up. And I was like, I remember like grabbing her ankles, but I mean, it was like all hazy. But I remember being real scared. Now this is the part I've told you before, and I can't tell you exactly, but I wrote it down like when I woke up to remembering my thought process because it felt like the world was like breaking. You know what I'm saying? Like this is what I told you, and I keep saying this, and you say, like, Brandon, it doesn't make sense. I was sad because. My life was all. I thought the rest of my life was going to be a piece of meat jammed into like a doorstop. And I was sad by that because I felt like that was going to be the rest of my life. I don't know how I thought I was going to be there. Anyway, so I woke up and she was gone. She got the fuck out of there.
Like, she's like, this nigga's crazy.
And so, because think about it. She knew me as being drug free.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden now, I'm acting crazy. And she's like, what the fuck happened?
She's like,
she didn't know what the fuck happened.
She said, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
This nigga mess around and down me. And I got to talk to the police.
and my door was open and everything.
Damn.
So, in my mind, I was like, I need to leave. I need to go on a walk. I just need to chill out. I need to walk around, whatever, because I knew it was hot, but it wouldn't stop being hot.
Mm.
So I'm thinking, when I woke up, I was like, in like 2 minutes, I was like, oh, I'm up, I'm good, and I got high again. So I was like, well, fuck it. Don't ask me why. I need to go downtown Atlanta. Don't know why I need to go downtown Atlanta, but I got in my car and went downtown. I'm pretty sure I got tickets everywhere, because I don't know, I forgot where I parked it, but I made it down there. And I told John one time, I told somebody else this too. When you go downtown and you see that crazy nigga walking by himself, talking to himself, I was that nigga for that day.
Oh.
I was just walking around. So that kind of, I don't know how I found my car again. I don't know how I got back home. But I do know being really hungry on the way home. So, came home, went to sleep. Woke up, and I woke up, I was at my dining room table, and I had all these Wendy's on my dining room table. I'm like, damn, I went to Wendy's? Man, that's crazy.
Because Easy never eats, so he had to be tripping. He never eats, so he know he had to be tripping.
So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, damn, Lord, I got like two combos or something, because I was like, that's weird. So I go through my pocket, and I spent like $50 at Wendy's.
Oh, God.
$50.
And I was like, where?
You was buying everybody food.
Hey, niggas.
I'm like, where's this food? So I'm like, damn. So I went in my car and sudden up, and I had all these fucking Wendy's in my car.
Jesus Christ.
From the night before.
Wow.
Like, are you serious? What the fuck?
Damn.
So it looks as if I said, hey, can I get like a number four, something, something? And they like, you want five number fours? And I was like, yeah, give me five numbers. I'm pretty sure something went something like that.
Damn.
So whoever went up to kiss my ass for life, because they knew I was fucking high.
Exactly.
So this nigga ain't gonna be all this
shit. They was like, hey, this nigga said he gonna 10 number 3. Nigga, you shouldn't take my money. Mm. Wow. He's like, nah, dude, you good.
Wow. I mean, go ahead, finish your story.
Oh, no, that's basically it, man. You know, I haven't smoked weed since. I've been around weed smoker. I haven't smoked weed or took edibles since then. That girl never talked to me ever again.
I wouldn't want to talk to her either. You left my door unlocked. You left me, you know what I'm saying?
But she was scared, man. She probably thought I was going to kill her if we do something like that.
Why she just pour some milk on you? I see that works in World Star videos.
What,
just pour milk on him. He needs some milk.
That's why I understand why. You know, people always say, be careful with your edibles, because, you know, I thought that was some bullshit.
Mm-mm.
I mean, when I tell you, but be easy, I mean, it came on me so hard, like, when it was happening, but it was just like, I was walking the dog, I was good, I was eating the Cheetos and the brownie. Then I got in the car, I drove around town and took one. Then it was like, it just crashed down on me so fast, and I was just like, this nigga actually asking me to go get him something to eat from McDonald's. I'm stopping to McDonald's. Then had the nerd to come to me and tell me that I got his order wrong. Like, you should be impressed that I got to McDonald's and brought back something.
But I text you my order, though.
But I didn't read your text.
Oh, okay. So why?
I didn't.
I'm on the phone with you, telling you I'm about to hang up and text you my order.
And all I said was, don't change nothing. And then I said, I'll order whatever come to mind, I guess.
Come back with two Big Macs, two 10-piece nuggets. I was just like, well, at least you got my nuggets right, my fries. I was like, I mean, I wanted a quarter pounder, but I eat this Big Mac. Like, fuck it. Like, you know.
You never had it. She didn't eat the damn Big Mac.
Oh, she ate the other one. I assume she did, because her and the dog was in there. She was in there dancing, and she was in there wilding out, man. Well, Alicia Keys, she was singing Alicia Keys song.
Some people want it all.
Yeah, that song. She was in there. Look, she was dancing fast like it was the techno version of it or something. But bro, that was crazy, bro. Like, it was. She was just swaying back and forth.
I wish you would have taped me.
No, I'm glad I didn't tape you.
I mean, at least so I can have a record of it.
I mean, you have a record of it.
You think so?
Yes.
Where am I having it?
The question I have is, why do you, like, because I know Jerry Hall be like, man, I want to be that high. Why do you want to be that high?
Because, like, you don't understand. If you smoke every day, you don't get that high. You know what I'm saying? Unless you overdo it. And so, like, if I ever go to a state where the weed is, like, legal, like, if I ever go to Colorado or California, that first day I'm there is going to be a waste. Like, I'm not planning shit for the first day I go to California, because I'm going to the place, I'm buying a 1,000 milligram brownie or some ridiculous amount of THC in it. I'm going to eat that shit, and I'm going to get super fucking high, and, like, I'm just going to pass out. Like, I'm wake up. I'm like, yo, it's time to go back home. And I'm like, what? Y'all niggas let me sleep the whole trip? Like, damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
That's terrible.
It is. And when I tell you, it is scary. But it was fun, but it was scary. Because I was so, when I tell you, I was so high, I could not believe my emotions. I was just like, I don't know what to do. I want to run. I want to do this. I want to do that. And it was just crazy because I did not know for sure. Like, at times, I thought I was going to die. And I was just like, God, I don't want to leave my kids. I don't want to be... I mean, like, it was just so much stuff going on in my head. So it was crazy. Mm. But, I mean, I enjoyed it and I learned. So the next time, I'll just take a much smaller piece as I progress in that thing.
Yes.
I learned, man. I'm never going to do that shit again. I'm going to say this, though.
Either you ate too much. He told you to eat. He told you the dosage was a quarter. You ate a fucking hole. What did you think you was going to get?
I mean, listen.
Then you was probably thinking like, and you was thinking it was gonna hit you as soon as you ate it. You was gonna eat it. Oh, like it was no, nigga. You gotta work through your system like an aspirin. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. But,
I don't know. Man. I think the only person I've ever heard about wanting to get really, really high like you just told me was crackhead. I didn't want to say that before I say anything. Okay.
Hey, man. Say what you want. Weed is my crack.
The only time I heard I want to get really high, I want to be so high, man. It was a crackhead
killer. I mean, listen, last year for my birthday, I fucking overdid it. Like, I mean, last year, like January before tax season, when I hit that number real nice, shit, nigga, I was rolling up goddamn, like what did he say, 3-5 in the backer, nigga. I had, man, I rolled in the big King Kong, stuffing the motherfucker. Boy, what you talking about, nigga? I don't know, man. Last year, I think I smoked at least 2 pounds a week. At least.
I know. Crack part.
I know I did a pound, like, in 2 months. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was, what, 3 months maybe. So, I probably smoked way more than 2 pounds last year then.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I can't do that on an everything basis.
What?
I feel like if I was to try to get high, it would have to be, like, once or twice a year. It could not be. I don't see how you could do this every single day.
Because it relaxes me. Like, I'm relaxed when I smoke. I'm more clear headed. Like,
I don't relax.
I know, you know, that doesn't make sense to you, but I'm more focused when I'm high. Like, when I'm sober, like, my mind just be racing all over the place, and I be thinking, like, I can't, you know, I want to, you know, I just be doing so much, but when I smoke.
That's called withdrawal.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Thank you.
No, it's just like when I'm sober, it's just like I'm just, you know, I'm just more, it seems like I'm more jumbled, you know what I'm saying? But when I'm high, I'm focused, I can concentrate, I can, you know, I can see things more clearly, and, you know, I'm just...
The alcohol said the same thing about...
Nah, look, when you get too drunk on alcohol, you ain't doing shit. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I'm saying, I just need a little dip so I can focus. I just need a little dip so I can go to... It's the same thing.
Well, listen, that may be true.
Listen, like, I can see fully... I think marijuana should be legal, and that marijuana is way safer than tobacco, than cigarettes and alcohol. But it's still, you know, it's still an addictive thing.
Man, I'm not gonna say it's addictive. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I don't think it's been like 30% of their chips every fucking week.
Everybody got their vices. I know a nigga spend 30-40% of their check on pussy, nigga. So I mean. I mean, you can't.
That's my problem right now. I'm on that floor in my mama's house. It's like, man, I need a little pussy to make me focus a little bit. Just a little nip of pussy to make me focus a little bit.
He said a little nip of pussy to make me focus. But yeah, man.
Let me go. Because once again, that's on me. I'm so sorry.
It always comes back. I told you, Easy. That's you.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to say something, though. An old lady told me I'm getting married this year, so everybody get ready for that, okay?
Damn.
Okay.
Damn. Who's going to be the lucky lady? We will see.
I thought with her, man, she got married. I'm like, God damn.
Damn.
I thought she was hollering at me.
Damn, Easy. Old lady didn't put that root on you. Who gonna get married first? Be Easy or GQ Blue? Find out.
GQ Blue's getting married.
I don't know now, Easy.
You know what? No. First of all, I'm gonna tell you something, man. And Majet, need to bring this up. This whole equality and reciprocity stuff is fucking up everything, man. That's all I'm gonna say. It's fucking up everything.
What are you talking about? Elaborate.
It just, I'm just saying, but see, like I said, you and Jaren don't really know about it because y'all been mad for, what, 40, is it 43 years or 45?
I mean, anyway, I lose count when you started lying. But
it's been a while.
Yeah, we've been together for a while.
Bush was Bush was president when we got married. The first one.
I'm like, when y'all got together, MySpace was still popping, right?
There wasn't no such thing as MySpace when we got together.
I mean, you supposed to be young. Now we've been together for our whole life. I don't know the story.
I mean, when I was doing the show with Saul Wright, mm-hmm. I was 25. Okay, or so 23.
I didn't
grow up since I, you know, this is a, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like,
I don't know, follow, like, but I follow.
We went in a time machine. Yeah, we went like forward some years. So now I'm older now. See what I'm saying? I'm more mature. Don't you notice? Even the listeners notice, like, dang, man, King Jeremy's been a ratchet motherfucker. Now he pussy now. You know, the niggas call me pussy. Yeah. And they're like, your wife go harder than you. I said, God damn.
Yeah, that's true.
Niggas said my wife go harder than me. Yeah, so, you know.
No, my only thing is, this is what I see a lot of, right? Mm-hmm. The last girl I hung out with, I get all this stoneness and fuck niggas, I don't need you, whatever. And then the pillow talk is like, I'm just so tired of being alone, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, what is it?
Man, you know,
they
got to say that them certain lines, just, you know, that's what the women be doing. Cause that's what
they want the man to step up because they want to say, I don't need you, but they want you to show them that they need you or that you're going to do so much to make them feel like they need you. I don't know. But I mean, as I've grown, I feel like I've grown because I used to be a fuck a nigga real quick type of broad. And I don't need this, I don't need that. But the reality of it is that everybody needs somebody at the end of the day. And I know for me that you can't be pushing somebody away with the expectation is that they're going to deal or tolerate your foolishness to continue. I mean, that's not going to draw them back in. So you fooling yourself by pulling these type of stunts because chances are the person who really is the person for you ain't going for the foolishness that you're doing when you're doing that type of stuff. So you just need to be honest. And if somebody, you know, deal with you on your terms or y'all meet somewhere in the middle, however that has to go, that's fine. But when you talking about this old crazy stuff, child, please, that don't work. I done did that a lot. And I've been blessed that this young man, old man, whatever he is today, decided that he was going to stick it out with me. So I'm just...
So many lies in the air right now, boy. I was just choking. All these lies, and I was like, "Good gosh, is this the blunt of the lies?" I'm over here just choking.
Really, nigga?
Woo!
Really, nigga? That's what we doing. Okay.
Also, too, and I've said this before to other people, to women out there, single women, especially single women in y'all 30s, stop fucking with no good niggas. I'm talking about myself when I say this.
But I mean, it's a lot of no good niggas in that range. They don't see. You gotta think about it, man.
But some people be looking for a fixer-upper. So sometimes you just look like you just need, you know what I'm saying, you just need a plate. You just look like, you know, she could do something to help build you up. I don't know.
Damn.
Nah, don't build a nigga up. Hey, we ain't doing that. No, women shouldn't do that no more. Don't build a nigga up.
So women trying to gentrify men is what you're trying to tell me out here. Women in the gentrification. You got low expectations anyway, though. You know what I'm saying?
I do have.
I mean, they ain't got to be able to. Easy just wants you to be able to, you know, go all mad. And that's it. That's his only requirement. Looks don't mean nothing. Oh. Your ability to cook don't mean nothing. Your ability, like, how you. None of that means nothing. If you play on all mad.
Listen, I've never dated a woman who can cook. There go my baby mama. To every big girl I dated. I was like, how the hell you can't cook?
Hey, man, she go out to eat all the time. Fast food.
That's all they do.
Yeah, they like to go out now. She brings this nigga breadsticks and salad. This nigga happy as fuck. You fuck like a rabbit, and she gonna feed you like a rabbit.
Oh, goodness, I can't deal with y'all.
2018 was the year I turned to a big nigga. To a big girl chaser. That was crazy.
That's when you blew your knees out, right?
What is that?
That's when
I put my knees out.
What?
He said he blew both his knees out.
I picked this girl over one time, right? And she was like, wait, you were bigger than me.
Everybody's you bigger than you.
You get that adrenaline. And so I picked her up. And next, a couple of days later, I woke up. I couldn't move my legs.
Oh.
And I blew up on my knees.
Did you see how your daughter feels?
I told the doctor. He was like, nah, it couldn't be it. But I noticed. When I went online, the same. I looked at like runners who had problems with it, and I was like, I got the same problem. And I told her about it. She was like, yeah, you probably did. And I was like, see? She said I blew up my knee. And it just, I had to start like walking and stuff, and my knee back cool enough.
Hey,
but, like,
look, nigga.
Like,
hey,
just the time, the nigga blew out his knees on the court, even 3 months.
Hey, look, just know she on the big girl form, like, girl. I fucked this nigga up. Blew both his knees out. Yo, I see this nigga over here. This nigga over here.
Yeah, she did.
She got all the likes on her post that day, buddy.
She don't call me nothing. I showed her last week. She can't give me the 1 minute on that.
You can't handle that. She's like, yo, bro, I'm out your class. I'm out your weight class. She's like, I'm doing you a favor, young man.
Yeah, I'm trying to save your life.
Next time I'm going for your Achilles, nigga. She was like, yo, we just going to go ahead and do the end of career, nigga. You're going to have to get Tommy John, all that shit. You're going to be on the shelf.
Anyway, man, I know about 25 minutes. That's my time.
All right, man.
All right,
y'all. You got anything you want to say to the people, Beezy, man? Anything you want to say to the people, man? You got any promotions coming up on the Nappy Afro Instagram page that say 80,000 now? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Follow the Instagram page. Subscribe to the newsletter. We 600 now, I think, on the newsletter. I appreciate y'all on the newsletter.
Hey, Beezy. Before you go, yeah. I gotta ask you a question, man. The good people over at Dr. Abrasive, who is sponsoring this episode, they are giving away a $25 gift card to either, was it Apple or Google Play? Mm-hmm. Every month to people, to one subscriber of their newsletter.
They got a newsletter too?
Yes. And it's like, but look at that. Easy. We got to get up with the times, man.
I ain't spending money on the shit.
He didn't mean that, people. Edit that out, Beezy. Edit that out. He didn't mean that, people. He got to go. Beezy got to go, y'all.
You better get them niggas a t-shirt.
Exactly.
Oh, look. That's why we might do a Patreon then. Just be like, yo, every month, somebody, if you give over, $20? If you do $20 or more on the Patreon, every month, we'll give away a t-shirt. Somebody at random. That's what it's going to be.
Wait a minute. So I give you $20, I might get a t-shirt?
You might get a t-shirt.
That's some bullshit. I wouldn't do that shit.
Okay.
You can get a for show t-shirt, you just buy one.
10 or 15. Yeah, okay, 10. If you do 10 or 15, I don't want to sell myself short. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we'll work on it, though. But yeah, man, Beezy, man,
Also, anybody need an IT professional in the Athens, Georgia, or greater Atlanta, give me... I'm just fucking with you.
I mean, go to Zip Recruiter, man.
If you need somebody and you find me through Nappy Afro, you don't want to hire me. I already put in my work, so I'm okay with that. All right, man.
Take it easy.
And good job, Queen Germ, leading this show into greater pastures.
Thank you.
He doesn't mean that.
All right.
Be easy, everybody. So getting back on track with this show. Wow. That was the start of the show. Man, that was a great start. It's going to be a long show. Future and Ciara, they still not over each other because they still throwing jabs back and forth at each other on social media. And, you know, they do share a child, a little young Future together. But, you know, Ciara's moved on. She's married to Russell, got another kid. And, you know, Future said something about how Ciara didn't go about it the right way, introducing Russell, you know, to the kid. Yeah, he should have involved him first and whatever. And, you know, they kind of just throwing blows. And he was like, you know, Ciara got her a dude that she could control, and Russell don't say nothing, and she knew I would never be that type of guy, and blase, squaze, and, you know, not their situation, but say, for instance, how long do you wait to handle kids in the new boo? Like, how do you...
I mean, if you know that this is somebody you're going to be with, like, once you know that this is a real deal, this ain't no just we sliding, we doing whatever, then, yeah, you need to, because, in my opinion, chances are, it's going to get to be a point where, you know what I'm saying, you may need the person to pick up one of the kids, or you need the person to be at the house when you run to the stove to get something, and you don't want to take the child back outside. So you want the child to be comfortable with the person.
Yes.
And if for whatever reason your child does not feel comfortable with your new boo, you may need to question if this need to be a boo at all. So it would be, I mean, you don't want to have people all around your kids, having everybody through there. But once you realize that there's somebody that you thinking that you're going to keep around for a while, your kids need to be able to co-sign on that or let you know to let them go.
Okay. So for instance, you're not introducing the kid. But how would you handle it with your, let's say, me and you split up, you know what I'm saying? Would you tell me, like, yo, I got a new man, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that
has to come to you, but... I mean, I can understand it on the strength of when you got younger kids. Mm-hmm. Like, our kids are darn near grown. Yeah. not rushing them or nothing. But, you know, when you looking at kids of that age, teenagers or whatever, just the fact that I'm going somewhere, you know what I'm saying, Juan gonna check me. So, it's just, you know what I'm saying, it's just like, you know, with younger kids, I guess, you may want to let the father know, but... chances are this courtesy that he is expecting or that he think he is owed, I promise you he wouldn't give her that same courtesy. Because the thing is, chances are most of the time the child lives with the mom. So then you feeling like the child gonna be exposed to this man more so than you. That's the only reason why you wanted to be cross, you know what I'm saying? You wanted her to bring it across you because of the fact that you know that if the child is in her custody, the child is gonna be around this person more than the child probably gonna be around you. And for that reason, you want to have some say-so, but let it be the opposite way. Them weekends that you get the child, you ain't telling her that I'm with some other woman. You ain't telling her about how many women that is around that child. And ain't going to do it. And that's the only reason why I say you can't require something that you're not willing to give. But as far as for me personally, I just, I know for me, I wouldn't bring nobody around my kids.
But I mean, you think like, should they all have like a kumbaya, like, oh, this is my new guy, this is my kid's father, I just want y'all to meet each other, and you don't think that's acceptable?
I mean, it is acceptable. It's not required.
Why is it not required?
It would be nice.
I think it's required.
No, it's not.
It should be.
No, it's not, because that's the same way, like I said, is he gonna bring every broad to your dinner table to say, this my baby
if
mama,
I feel like this is the
wife,
one, if
blah,
I feel
blah,
like
blah.
This is the one, I'm like, yo.
But you gonna still have the niggas around your turn.
No. If I felt like, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be like, oh, me split up, man. Let's say I had a new girlfriend or something, man, or whatever. You know, I let you know, like, yo, I'm just gonna let you know, you know, got a girlfriend now. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't asking y'all to be best friends or nothing, but, you know, I just want you to know that if she see you, then she know who you is. If you see her, you know what I'm saying, it wouldn't be no issue. Like, that's just, I think that's how it would work out. It should work
you
out.
You would like.
Yeah, and it's like, if you.
But when people break up on bad terms, you never gonna.
But even if it's bad terms, you're gonna have some nigga around my kids, I wanna know who this nigga is, period. Like,
I mean, we gonna be together, so it don't matter.
I'm just saying, if in the, like, just period. That's, I'm the type of that nigga. Like, I want to know who this nigga is. I ain't saying, you know, me and him ain't gonna be enemies. Me and you moved on. We ain't together. They're like, yo, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey, how you doing? I just want to meet you. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm still going to have, like, care for you. So I wouldn't want him to fuck you over. Then I at least want to know who the nigga is. You know what I'm saying? We have to, you know, take it back to there. But, you know, it just how it is. So, I mean, I understand.
I mean, I understand. But like I said,
I think it's required.
He ain't gonna do it for her.
But I mean,
so don't put no recommendations out there that
she probably met all his baby mamas. She probably know all of them. He got about 9 and 10, 12.
Well, she shouldn't have felt special. I wouldn't have wanted to even have no baby from somebody who had that many children before me.
She was a lame. You know what I'm saying? He took her out of the streets.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, he took her in the streets. Yeah, she was a military kid. She ain't know no better. Like I said, I think it's a requirement, ladies and guys. You know, let's just have a harmonious experience where everybody's cordial with each other. I ain't saying y'all got to be best buds or nothing, but at least introduce each other. Let everybody know who dealing with who. And it can't be every person you're dealing with. It's got to be the one. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't the one, ain't no need to introduce it. So I kind of understand if it ain't the one.
If yeah, it's
the
I mean, one, if it's just somebody
y'all
feel
y'all
with.
Serious. I mean, yeah, playing with, nah. But if you know y'all, you feel like, I ain't saying y'all feel like you get married, but you feel like you're going to have a significant relationship, then yes.
If a nigga finna be spending the night and all kinds of caring on, yeah, you need to know who it is. But like I said, for me, I just feel like if we going to do it, it need to be something that's expected on both ends. That's all.
Okay. All right, so just got news that Gladys Knight will be performing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. And Big Boy is also performing at halftime. And I knew it was a lot of people giving Travis Scott issues because he was performing. They were telling him don't do it and all this stuff. But nobody has said anything about Big Boy and Gladys Knight. And I wonder, why is that? Do you have an issue with them performing, seeing that the NFL, like, we supposed to be beefing with them. We're supposed to be boycotting the NFL because of...
But niggas finna be watching the game.
Oh, yeah, niggas gonna be... I mean, I've been watching all year. I mean, I understand what the NFL is. I'm not gonna be one of those people that I'm not gonna watch. I mean, I coach football, so I can't sit there and say I don't watch the NFL but still coach football. Like, no. I mean, I'm part of the solution of football. You know what I'm saying? What we're doing to make the game safer. So I can attest for that on my behalf that... You know, things are changing. It's not the same. But the NFL is totally, it's leagues away from what I'm doing. And it's a business. So I get that. I understand that. I mean, hopefully the players, they understand that. And they're getting the money they can and doing everything they can to get compensated for what they're doing. And as a fan, you know, we pay for the entertainment. I understand the total spectrum of it all. I get it. But I'm not going to boycott. I'm not. I love watching football. So I'm not one of those people. Like, I get it. I get the protests. I get why everybody's upset. I get it. But I'm not going to stop watching. Because niggas still playing.
Like, exactly.
It's like the top players is not, they don't care. Like, just like y'all heard me, I'm going to keep 100. I'm not going to go into it again because a lot of people said I ain't make sense. They said that was bullshit. But it's not bullshit. Like, it's not so bad that the players, it's not that bad that these players are like, you know what, fuck it, I'm not going to play. No.
I mean, all them niggas
talk all
down.
That shit. They talk all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But none of them are motherfucking doing anything. So, with all that being said, people are getting on these black people to sing an anthem. You know, Gladys, you know, she's a OG in the game. She's 70 years old.
And she don't know what's going on either.
She do know what's going on.
I mean, not to the extent, these people feeling like they're feeling good on the inside. Yeah. These people feeling like somebody wanted to put them on the program. Mm. Gladys is trying to sing her last song.
She said she's going to sing the best.
And she is. She's going to do the best she can. But all I can tell you is, I don't have an issue with nobody getting paid. If you ain't hurting nobody or whatever, because they say you really don't get paid, it's just publicity when you come.
They pay for they donate money to charity.
And your name and stuff like that. So it's not really a big payday, but for you to get your name back out there, because Big Boy just was here at a concert.
I mean, Big Boy from Atlanta, the Super Bowl in Atlanta.
So I can
Gladys
understand
Knight from
them.
Georgia. Yeah. I mean, I get the ties of why they doing it. And, you know, it is like they give back to the black community. Gladys has been a freedom fighter. She's 70 years old.
Just because she old and
she had to be back there during the civil rights era doing something. You know what I'm saying?
She was sitting down at the
She had to be. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know about her being a Mormon now. You know what I'm saying? That's weird. A black Mormon.
And she's been there for a while.
Yeah, she's been there for a while. So I can't hold her religious beliefs against her. But, you know.
Because that was one of the things they said when they knocked on my door.
Yeah.
They want to make me feel comfortable that we have Gladys Knight in our midst. I'm like, she ain't out here. With y'all today, is it okay? Then yeah, that don't mean nothing to me.
So Gladys, what she said was, she says not only does she disagree with Colin Kaepernick using the national anthem as a protest, but she also says she's been in the game a lot longer than him when it comes to the fight for social justice. She was like, I have been in the forefront of this battle longer than most of these voicing their opinions to win the right to sing our country's anthem. No, let me read that again. I have been on the forefront of this battle longer than most of those voicing their opinions to win the right to sing our country's anthem on a stage as large as the Super Bowl. She goes on, it's unfortunate that our national anthem has been dragged into this debate when the distinctive senses of the national anthem and fighting for justice should each stand alone. I mean, she's making some sense. She said, I also understand that Mr. Kaepernick is protesting two things, and they are police violence and injustice. So she know what's going on.
I mean, she can know what's going on all day long, but she can't use that as her stance, because I don't care what nobody say. You can say I'm singing the anthem because of my belief that I hope that this country goes in the right direction. Say that, but don't say nothing about the fact that he shouldn't be kneeling and all this other stuff, because everybody has the right to express themselves in the fashion that they see fit. And he saw that that was his platform, and therefore he did what he thought was going to be the right thing. So don't take away from what he chose to do, because that man has sacrificed everything he had.
Yep.
He went out on a limb for stuff that he believed. So for you to come out of retirement and to say that, oh, you know what somebody been through and blah, 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 and you've been doing this for years, but shit, y'all ain't been doing enough. Because if you talking about what y'all have been doing for all these decades for civil rights, y'all had the weakest group of black people.
Ooh.
So I don't want to hear that trash.
I think the weakest group, the 70-year-old people, they're the ones that they the ones that's on the front lines.
Child, please, they on the front lines to do what? To negotiate with a deal and to make us feel like our nappy hair wasn't nothing to have. Okay, had to go and try to be like the other
those
people.
Those were the older ones that did that. The ones that's like 70 now, you got to think 50 years ago.
I live with them people.
They were 20.
So,
but you gotta understand, they were fucked up too, because they was only like two generations away from slavery. Maybe you gotta understand.
I understand, but
our great grandparents, like their logic was fucked up because they was like damn near slaves. Like they were raised by slaves. You gotta understand. So the shit they was teaching us was fucked up. So you gotta understand those people that was born in the 30s and 40s and 50s. Like the 30s and 40s, they was really like, we just getting it right now. Like the niggas born now getting it right.
And they ain't getting it right. But all I'm saying is, don't discount somebody else's sacrifice because you trying to save your name. Because you feel like people are going to come on you, come down on you about what you chose to do. Stand on what you're doing. Shit, you 70 years old, 70 plus. You shouldn't have no problem standing on your own two feet to say, this is what I'm doing and why. Yeah. Without saying, I got to discredit this man for what he did. Yeah, like,
you threw his name in it. I'm glad you can't do that now. I mean, why you throw the man's name in there? Like, you shouldn't even got baited in.
It should not.
Let's see, you're drawing a line between it. You letting the media draw a line between us. Like, you black. You ain't no fucking Mormon. You black. Like, niggas don't know you're a Mormon.
They know you black.
You know what I'm saying?
Before you ever open your mouth, they knew you was black. When they see you walking down the street, you still some old black lady. It's still people that don't know who you are. Mm-hmm. So you have to realize, like, my thing is, it is a united fight if we're talking about the things that are going on in society that should not be taking place, where police are killing black people for no reason. Mm-hmm. So we can't discount that by saying, oh, he don't have the right to kneel and the anthem shouldn't be in this debate. Hell yeah, it should, because it's lies. Mm-hmm. You singing over about a country that don't exist. Mm-hmm. That's not what we are.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, guess that's how we feel about the anthem thing. Let me know how y'all feel, man. Glad to sing your song. It better be damn good. That's all I know, Gladys.
And Big Boy better bring his A game.
I mean, you got to represent the A, bro. This is a topic from Queen Germ. And should schools still have sex education class? I say yes, but it's hard to do that in today's. I wouldn't want to be the teacher teaching it because, you know, anything. I just know. I mean, but at what age should you teach it?
Because I mean, clearly, it's on the curriculum for the sixth graders.
Wow.
So I guess they feel like they're going through puberty. They're going through these changes, and they need answers to the questions that they have about their bodies and all this other stuff. But my reasoning for doing it, asking this question, because an incident occurred and a child came out of the meeting and came out of the class and immediately he was fascinated by the idea of people being virgins. I don't know why, but that was something that he was just fascinated by. He wanted to ask girls as well as teachers, female teachers, about their status, whether they were virgins or not and all these other things. Like, I don't know whether he really understood what the word was. And it was just, I don't know how you say the word that it would intrigue further conversation. But nonetheless, he done got in trouble behind the fact that he's questioning his teachers about them being virgins, being married, having kids, how many kids, and all kind of carrying on. Because he was just too into this whole reproductive process. So I'm saying, is it now the onus on the parent to instruct the children about what they feel they're comfortable with their child knowing at which stage of life they want to introduce these facts to them? Or is it, you know, the icebreaker when the school does it and then the parents have to fill in the blanks when they come home? Because to me, I feel like, you know, for some parents, they just don't feel comfortable talking to kids about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You need that as an avenue that a child can be informed about this information. But on the flip side, it's one of those things, once you introduce it, for many people, children especially, they're going to be intrigued to some degree to find out more information. So it's almost like if I say something, they're going to be curious. If I don't say something and they find it on their own, they can be just as curious or, you know what I'm saying, what have you. So it's just, to me, it's odd because, you know, everybody don't have the same level of comfort when it comes down to those types of things. Mm. So what about you? What do you think about it?
Well, I mean, it has to be middle school. We didn't do sex education. I was in the seventh grade. So I was 12 years old doing that. And, I mean, we was still immature at the time when we did ours, because I would never forget the dude in my class. He asked the teacher, what's the average size breast for a 12-year-old? And the teacher's like, well, it varies. He was like, but look at Candace. And then, because this girl, Candace, she had some big old titties. You know, just for,
let's,
you know,
say it.
I mean, it was 12. Like, they probably, but they were big for us.
For 12-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. They were big. And she kind of laughed at first, but then I guess she kind of got embarrassed. And you know what I'm saying? But, you know,
he would have got put out of school these days.
Yeah. He would definitely got put out of school these days. So I definitely think it needs to be taught in middle school, because high school is too late. Because, yeah, you know, I don't think it's going to cause kids to start fucking more because they had sex education. I think it's needed. If you're going to be fucking, at least be educated on it, know what you're doing. Because, you know, like I tell kids all the time, once you make a baby, nigga, that's the end of your life. Like, you know, especially if you're a child. Like, if you're an adult, you can deal with it. Kids, mm-mm. So, teach them, and you know what I'm saying? But be careful. You got to send them permission forms home, permission slips home to get that, because you're going to get all kind of crazy kids. So, you know, shout out to the little six-year-old, man. Ask the teacher their versions.
Sixth grader.
And you know what I'm saying?
I mean, because if it was just left up to my household, my mama, sex talk was fornicators burn in the lake of fire, the end. It was no more question. It wasn't no hands in the air. Yeah.
So
that's it. So yes, sex ed did help me as far as to know what was what. Cause out there where I'm from, my mama didn't have no instructions.
The University of Oklahoma sorority expels student involved in blackface video.
Your favorite sorority? Tri Delta.
Everyone else has. You know what I'm saying? Again, white people, stop doing the blackface. It never works out in your favor, okay? You might think y'all getting away with it. Somebody take, once you go online with it, it's just not safe. But this story is about a University of Oklahoma students involved in a video showing a woman in blackface and possibly using a racial slur will not return to campus, the university president said in a statement. See, what does she do in the video? A white female student applying black paint to her face while making faces to the camera. Stop, inaudible, you have too much. That's paint, not face paint. Another female student who appears to be recording videos her saying. The student in blackface then holds up her painted palm, saying something that some have interpreted as a racial slur, although it's unclear what she says. Well, I'm glad they got her out of school because, I mean, we don't need no shit like that. I mean, get these fucking people out of here. So, but it's in Oklahoma. What do you expect? You know, I just don't get it. How you feel about that?
I mean, I always would say to not do anything that stupid. Like, you already know that it's offensive. That's the reason why you find fun in doing this type mm-hmm. of shit. So it's like, if you know that this is something that could cost you your livelihood, your education, or what have you, maybe you would think twice before you sit here and put that on the internet. Like, mm-hmm. it's one thing to do things, say things behind closed yeah. doors, but when there's proof, mm-hmm. you got to deal with what you got to deal with. Because at the end of the day, you have put yourself in this situation because clearly you never really had to do that. Like, it was nothing that you were gaining in your life. Mm. That, you know what I'm saying, what would it prosper you? Now you're not even in school. Mm. So you got to figure out something else to do, or transfer to another school or something.
Ain't nobody gonna let you in. You're the racist
simply because,
girl.
I mean, they'll let her in. But you done lost time and money because the school ain't finna let you back in. Mm. And even so, you got to go and transfer to a whole other school. That's too much.
Mm. Well, it's crazy. Stop doing it, white people. Stop doing the blackface. It's not cool. It's just not. Period. You're going to get in trouble. Next Queen Germ topic we got. This is a man that is too old to drive. Queen Germ's topic, y'all. I just want y'all to remember it.
I mean, why you got to do all that? The thing is, Prince Philip, he is driving without a freaking seatbelt on after this clown just wrecked his car. Like, if you're 97 years old, it's past my time for you to stop driving. Like, I recall my grandfather, God bless his soul, driving in his 80s, and they had to take his keys because he drove a Cadillac, and the size of their garage gave him just a couple of feet on each side. So it's like you had to be right there in the middle of this of the garage. And he was scrubbing the sides of his Cadillac up against this concrete in the inside of the garage. So they had to take his keys. And that was in his 80s. Mm. So I could only imagine somebody that is 97, as I would say, knocking hard on heaven's door. You really trust the thing that you're supposed to be driving. So the question is, when is it too old? When are you too old and have to give up your keys?
I told you, like the last one, 70 years old, you got to go every year and you got to go every year to get your shit renewed. Once you turn 70, you got to come to the DMV every year because this nigga is driving, he's wrecking shit. He didn't had a wreck.
I'm flipped in the car though.
And then, I mean, look, he didn't hit somebody. I mean, then he's still driving without a seatbelt. I mean, you know, straight up, he's still alive, nigga, because you know, real niggas don't drive with seatbelts on. Fuck that shit. That shit is uncomfortable. If you got a nigga out here on a motorcycle, why I can't ride in my car with a seatbelt on? This nigga's on a motorcycle. He ain't got no seatbelt on. Well, it'd kill him if he had a seatbelt on. I'm in a car, so let me ride without my seatbelt, okay?
Well, I'm going to be one to say a seatbelt saved my life, so I can't have that same story. Well, I can't. Well, I fell asleep and woke up in a ditch, and if I did not have my seatbelt on, I would have been ejected from the vehicle, and I would not be here to have this wonderful conversation with y'all today. So I thank God for the seatbelt.
I usually only ride with a seatbelt when I have dope in the car. And that's the only time I have a seatbelt on. So if you see me with a seatbelt on, I probably got dope in the car. Because other than that, I'm not riding with I look around, nobody got a seatbelt on. Nobody.
I always have on mine. But
I mean, you know, you can be lame and wear your seatbelt if you want to. Fuck that.
Or save your life.
You know.
Okay, yeah. And you keep talking about what's my topics. I brought some depth to your little program.
Okay.
So don't
okay, thank you. We need some depth sometime. We need some depth. Shump and Teyana Taylor came in the news the last couple days. You know, that's everybody's Hashtag goals couple, you know, Tiana, what's her name? Tiana Taylor and Iman Shumpert. I almost call her Tiana Trump. Thanks to GQ Blue and Be Easy putting that filth in the group chat earlier. Disgusting. I'll show you later. It's disgusting. But yeah, definitely disgusting. Tiana Trump, look it up. She's trending right now because of that. But anyway, Tiana Taylor and Iman Shumpert came into the news. Some chick allegedly had a threesome with them and she ended up pregnant. So everybody was saying that, you know, it was Shump baby. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all the news was spreading like wildfire because, you know, they have threesomes together. And then, so, you know, now, you know, she comes out refuted the tale. But, you know, who cares about the truth? We're going to let these jokes fly over here. So, we have a threesome. Mm-hmm. And the girl ended up getting pregnant. Mm-hmm. What happens?
She has to have an abortion.
Why?
I'm not raising no baby with you from no other woman.
But it happened like you was part of it.
She has to have an abortion.
But
like, what do you think this is? Like, that's no. I can't even have no more kids. This bitch can't have no baby from you.
It'll be like all our kids.
You tell a motherfucking lie. It'll be you and her child, and you and her can be together. Y'all can be together then. If you keeping the baby, you have chosen that you don't want to be with me no more.
No, but what if she don't? What if she want to have a kid?
And you and her can be together.
But why? But I can't control her. That's her body. I can't control her having a kid.
Well, you could control your nut. So therefore, No, I'm not co-signing on that at all. Fuck that.
But you co-sign, like,
For one, I don't want to do no threesome.
I'm just saying, this is a hypothetical. Okay,
I know, but if we did it, I would have done it for you. And if I did it for you. Like that. If
don't I did say it, like that we would never do like you did it for me. Like don't say
I would
like
have done it for you, and therefore if you couldn't control the fact that you busting nuts in this woman and y'all having babies.
But we having a wild night. It's just you know, nuts going everywhere.
Exactly. Nuts going everywhere, and you got to deal with the fact that now that you woke up, a couple of weeks have passed, this heifer is pregnant, y'all will move out of here and
live that's not fair.
It is fair.
How is that fair if we all was in on it?
We was all in on it, but the baby part.
But okay, once the baby comes, it's her body. So
okay, and so therefore.
So how you gonna penalize me for that?
Because now you have to be responsible for another human being, right? Okay. That would be the right thing since we're concerned about the baby at this point.
We would have to be.
Cause we won't be shit.
Because we made this decision together.
We did not.
Oh, that's
bad. I mean, I can tell you right now, whoever these people are, they got a whole bunch of foolishness going on in their life. But I know somebody. Who something like that happened to?
Wow!
And that was some real shit.
You got to tell as much of a story as you can without incriminating anybody, because you can't just say you know somebody without telling their story. So let's hear the story. This is the Frocast. Come on, let's go.
I mean, it's just how you described.
It
was a couple that was together, and the other woman who was in the threesome ended up pregnant.
Wow.
And they kept a baby and they raising a child. The child is 13.
All of them together raising a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See how harmonious they could be?
I don't give a fuck about that.
But you knew, according to if you took sex education in school, if you have sex, you can make a baby.
I knew that.
So if you was cool.
I know that after, if we don't know each other like that, I don't give a fuck about you after the night. So therefore, having a baby is not what we was planning to do. We came here to have fun. It ain't a damn thing fun about having no baby from no stranger.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, but you can't penalize the man for that. Like, if she wants,
the only one got sperm. But, so, yes, I have to bring it back to you. It all comes back to you, friend.
But you was okay in the act. We knew that going in, that could happen.
Well, you should have checked everything out. Because if nothing else, this heifer needed to have been sterile or she needed to have a tube tied. Something needed to have been done. She needed to have been under. You should have known that if you get pregnant, you either plan B in it or something. Mm. Otherwise, we don't need to play this game. Like, wow. We don't. Mm. So, no. Don't have a threesome with me and think you're going to have a baby and we're going to be friends. No, we're not.
Dang.
We're not. So, be prepared to be with whoever is having your baby. Mm. As I stated, I can't have no more kids. Mm. So, from a selfish aspect of it, no. You can't have no more either.
Mm. Alrighty, you heard it there from the horse's mouth. We got a little TV talk. We watched the show, Trigger Warning. Killer Mike, the rapper, Killer Kill from Adamsville, friend of the show. You might have heard his drop at the beginning. You know what I'm saying? He got a show on Netflix called Trigger Warning where he kind of like on one show he tried to buy 100% black. So that means that if it wasn't made by black people or black grown, he couldn't use it. So he couldn't smoke no weed because he didn't have anybody that grew anybody black that grew weed. He couldn't ride in his car because cars are made by white people. He had to go buy black soap, some soap detergent, clothes that was made by a black man, food. He went to a restaurant. It was a black restaurant, but they got their food from the white man. So it was like he couldn't even eat the food. He was in Athens, you know what I'm saying? He went to a barbershop. But, you know, if you think about that, black, it's hard to go 100% black because we ain't got shit. Because he really couldn't get a haircut unless the man cut his hair with scissors. He used clippers, and the clippers weren't made by a black man. So, you know, it was kind of, you know, crazy. And then he got from Atlanta to Athens on a charter bus that was a black-owned company. But he understood, like, you know, at least it was a black-owned bus company. So, you know. But other than that, then he had another show. He went to a strip club. Some Asian girl started dancing on. He was like, excuse me, ma'am. I'm only spending my money in the black community. You have to leave. You know what I'm saying? And then another show, he was telling kids about teaching kids that vocational skills at a younger age instead of letting them be dreamers and shit, like teaching them a skill. And then he was like, so he incorporated porn and educational stuff. So like it was a porn going on, but it was an educational porn. Like some they were teaching you how to fix a wall socket.
Butt naked?
Yeah, it was a scene where it was two girls and she was teaching them how to do the electrical socket but they was incorporating porn with the teaching.
That's a little much.
And then they had another scene where they was unclogging the drain. And then another one, they had, like, fixing a doorknob. And that was two men. They tried to cover the bases. They had two men, two girls, and then a straight scene. And, you know what I'm saying? Then they had tested some people, seeing what they knew, you know what I'm saying, about the stuff. You know, they gave them a test before the video, and they all failed. Then they gave them a test after the video, and everybody had a 75% increase. So he took his study to a college, and, you know, a school in Atlanta, and they said they was going to incorporate into their curriculum. And so then he had another one. We had the Book of Sleep where he wanted to change religion because, you know, he said religion is like we were looking at this white man as Jesus. So he said, why don't we have somebody black like our Messiah? So he took his homeboy Sleep and he was like, this is going to be our Messiah. And, you know, he had teachings and, you know, it was just like you need to take a nap first and clear your mind and just, I mean, you got to watch it. You know what I'm saying? It's called The Book of Sleep. And it made a lot of sense. So I really like what Killer Mike did with this because he didn't just say, hey, if we want to do better in the community, this is what we need to do. He said, this is what we need to do. And here is an example of a way that we can do what we need to do to make it work. You know what I'm saying? And so I think it was very creative. You know, some of the ways were kind of wild. But it made a lot of sense. It really had you thinking outside the box, you know what I'm saying, man. So shout out to Killer Mike, man. That shit was, I applaud you, dog. It was a way to get people thinking. You know, the man had fucking, the Crips came out with their own soda. You know, they made a soda with all, you know, six ingredients. They, you know, no high fructose corn syrup or whatever in it. And, you know, they made their own soda. And he was branding, like, because he was like, if the Hells Angels got their own brand, their gang, why can't the Crips, you know, have their own, you know, thing? So he had the Crips and the Bloods make them a soda. He had Blood Pop and Cripple Cola. And you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he got it in the stores. And then he said he wanted to make their own country. You know what I'm saying? So New Africa, he had bought some land. And he had certain things you got to do to make your own country, you know, for sovereign land. He tried to do that. You know, he had to set up. They had no power. You know, they had to build up the land. They had to grow their own food. They had to have everything out there, water, all that stuff, you know, because it was hard. But, you know, you just check it out. It's on Netflix, Trigger Warning, Killer Mike, friend of the show, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, check it out. No question from the nation this week, man. We rolling through this timeline. That Be Easy call was long. Keep it 100, man. Do you have a keep it 100?
My keep it 100 is if you over 40, don't wrestle with your turn.
Oh.
100.
Wow.
Yeah, because it ends up that you break bones in your foot and you have to have surgery.
Oh, man. Damn, surgery. Wow. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's your keep it 100?
That's my keep it 100.
You know somebody that was wrestling with their kid and they got to have surgery?
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting next to him.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, people, your boy King Germ. By the time y'all hearing this, I'll be recuperating. I got to go in surgery on Thursday. So that would be
in 2 days.
Yesterday, by the time you're listening to this. So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know, send me your well wishes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because he going to need a whole lot of y'all $25. Go buy some t-shirts.
Yes. Just send it to my Cash App. Just send it directly to me. Let's cut the middleman out. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want my Cash App, it's a $ NAPFRO gang, NAPFROGANG. If y'all want to support a man that's going to be out of work for like 2 to 3 weeks, you know what I'm saying? At least 2, you know what I'm saying?
I can't even stand to hear that shit.
You know what I mean? Like, it'd be sad. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah. That's her keeping 100.
That's my keeping 100.
What's my keeping 100, man, is 2 parts, man. I need to know, man. Is Sean King white, bro?
100.
Sean King is the guy on Twitter. He's a activist. And everybody is always calling him white and questioning his blackness. And I want to know, is the man white? Because I seen pictures of your mama and your daddy and all y'all together when you was young. And you look white, but you claim to be black. You know, say your mom said your daddy's some black man, you know, so that's what you're running with. But the internet comes up with some good names for you. I was looking the other day, and some of them were pretty good. I saw one they called you Talcum X, you know what I'm saying? That's always a good one. I love that one. Then I saw Thurgood Marshall. What else they called you? W.E.B. DeBlanc, Snow J. Simpson, Martin Luther Cream, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, James Pearl Jones, Blankston Hughes. So look, man, I want to know, is this man white or is he black? Let's just get to the bottom of this. Let me know, people, what y'all think. And my second part of my keeping 100 is... I'm tired of Soulja Boy already.
100.
As much as I love Soulja Boy, I've always been a fan of Soulja Boy. Not his music, but just of him. Like I mean, he gave me my biggest article of all time on Nappy Afro, where I said he was a king of Atlanta. He reposted my shit. Next thing you know, man, site blew up. Like, that was ridiculous. But yeah, so, but I'm already tired of him. Like, I mean, okay, you had the biggest comeback of 2018. And now let's go chill, because now it's getting to the point where it's overkill. You know, people use, you know, you a meme now. People, you in the plies lane. You done turned into plies. You're a comedian now. So I don't know how to take you, Soulja Boy. But I think you need to just, you know, chill out for a few. Let it simmer down, because, you know, you back hot. You back sizzling. But let's not overdo it. You know, so let's not overdo it, Soulja Boy. Let's be smart about this, man. Enjoy these 15 minutes again, because you keep getting them, my nigga. So that's my keep it 100. Sean King, I mean, just let it be known what you is. And Soulja Boy, calm the fuck down. Winners and losers. Do you have any winners and losers?
My winner today is Kamala Harris.
Winner.
Who stated that she is running for president in 2020. Mm. So I said I want to, you know, think she could be a viable candidate. Mm. I mean, yeah. Just,
do,
you know.
Do some research on her now.
I mean, she black and she a lady. That's all I know.
Oh, okay. That's all, you know. I know she fucked up the Oscar Grant trial. So, you know, she could have put some police behind bars for killing an unarmed black man. You know, but, you know,
that's... It's a little more of the same old thing, man, then.
Yeah, so, you know, y'all...
I might want to go and look a little deeper.
Y'all quit voting for these women just because they women. Y'all want to see... Find a good candidate. Go talk Michelle into being running. That's who y'all need to talk to. That's who
you think so?
Yes, that's who the only viable candidate y'all can have besides Oprah.
Not Oprah.
Oprah, I take Oprah. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I take Oprah. I mean, we got Trump in there. Oprah can't be no worse.
Like, you don't think so?
Nah, it can't be no worse. Oprah can't be no worse.
I'm just saying Donald Trump is trash, period. So.
Yeah, so whatever. You know. My winner is the little baby that got out of the car with her hands up.
Winner.
recently in Tallahassee, police pulled over a car, people that were still in the store. They had them pulled over at gunpoint. They pulled two adults out, and then they pulled the baby out, and the baby came up with her hands up. And everybody was like, oh, my God, the baby. But see, what y'all don't know is the baby was the ringleader. That baby wasn't really a baby. That baby, that baby was like 29 years old. The baby was like, yo, like she got off. She was like, yo, fuck this shit. She's like, ah, why, I'm a baby. There go your mama. You know, she got out. The baby looked at her like, yo, she was in the car. She was like, yo, you know y'all niggas about to go to jail, right? I'm telling you, the baby is the ringleader in the whole fucking shebang bang.
That sound like some Martin. What if he was a Wayne Brothers head?
I'm telling you, yes. And that little baby was a grown-up. That was not a little baby. I'm telling you. That was not. You know these little babies in Tallahassee are grown. Remember the one that lived with us in the Oaks? They used to be out as a scavenger baby. Like, that baby was 2 years old, but that baby was, like, way advanced. She'd be in the house cooking and everything. That little motherfucker could cook. She would go pay the rent and everything. She'd go up to the rent office, and she'd drop off a check. She had an errands account that she was making payments on the furniture in the house. I'm telling you, man, that little baby was running things, bro. Like, that's why I said that was not a baby. That baby was, I'm telling you. So, that baby's my winner for getting off on the crime. She skated. She ran off on the plug. Shout out to the baby. Losers, you got any losers?
No, I don't have a loser today.
Oh, man.
Because I felt like I was a loser on Monday Sunday, whatever day that was. I'm missing days at this point.
Wow.
Because I was so high. That shit was ridiculous. I lost a whole day of my life that I could never live again, I gave up to the bed.
Hey, man. Hey, at least you got to sleep. You wouldn't know where you ain't wasted. My loser is 21-year-old Malik Mollett of Pennsylvania.
Loser.
Why is he your loser?
Why is he your loser?
He left 2 pounds of marijuana in an Uber, and when he tried to meet up with the driver to retrieve it, he actually met up with state troopers instead. According to the police, the driver was working as an Uber driver on December 29th and received an email from Uber letting him know that a previous rider left the package in his vehicle with the phone number where he could reach the passenger. On January 2nd, police were dispatched after the Uber driver called 911 following his discovery of the marijuana in his car. January 9th, a state trooper posed as an Uber driver and called Mollett to meet up to retrieve his lost package. When police called, Mollett answered and said he had left the package in the car and he would meet with the driver, a.k.a. trooper, to get it back. According to the criminal complaint, he confirmed his name and told the trooper that the bag in question was black. The trooper took a picture of the bag and sent it to Mollett, at which he confirmed it was his bag. The trooper then made arrangements to meet with Mollett at a McDonald's. When Mollett arrived at the restaurant, the trooper went inside and gave the bag to Mollett, followed by another trooper shortly after who took Mollett into custody. Oh, man. He said he seemed happy to get the bag back at first. I think he even referred, how much of this did you guys smoke? And then the undercover officer that we had dropping it off said they didn't consume any of his marijuana. And he could have it back if this is his. He acknowledged it was his. And at that point, an undercover officer walked away. And the other undercover officers that were in the restaurant took him into custody. He's been held on a $150,000 bill. They said the marijuana was a very high grade and had a street value of thousands of dollars. Like you had the loud pack there, buddy.
And my thing is, you can't be that stupid to think that you could have left that and you were expecting to get it back. I would just have to let that ride.
Yeah. I mean, you can't let that ride. That's 2 pounds of weed right there, bud.
Yeah, but you in jail.
I would have been like, that ain't my bag. Right? Oh, no, that's not my bag. The bag I look like is clear, and it got weed in it. I don't know what bag that is, but my bag got weed in it. Like, nah, that's not my bag. Because, I mean, once you said it was yours, they got you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and then that's fucked up the way they did them. But,
yeah, they did it wrong, but that's the thing. Like,
how did you
high.
How you get out the car without the 2 pounds?
Because you had the 2 pounds was what you had been on this ride for.
You know what I'm saying? I'm strapped up with this. Like, I got this bag. Like, how you get out the car with? What else did you have, my nigga? Like, you a dumbass nigga. You deserve to go.
Yeah. And the only reason why you care is because it's weed being left on the table and nobody else is going to be. Nobody's going to be.
They're just going to burn it up, sit in the evidence room for years. I can't wait till they start doing marijuana studies at this local university in town, man. I'm going to get so many samples.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like that movie Half-Baked with Dave Chappelle, man. Try this new thing. It's called, let me try it. Yes, I can't wait. And my other loser, oh, man, is Erykah Badu and Taraji P. Henson.
Loser.
They have publicly backed R. Kelly. Like, that's disgusting, ladies. Like, that's disgusting. Like, there's no way, shape, or form y'all should be back. I understand. But y'all can't back him publicly. Like, y'all got to understand. You can have your personal feelings.
And he can be your friend.
But you can just don't say nothing. The best thing is not to say anything. If you really want to people not to know how fucked up y'all are, don't say nothing. Because Erykah Badu at a concert, you went on this whole defense for R. Kelly, and the people in the crowd was like, what the fuck? They screaming, booing. They was like, oh, don't do this. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck R. Kelly. They saying all this shit. And now Taraji, she talking about some, oh, let me see something. She put the mute R. Kelly and mute Harvey Weinstein. Like, what, y'all see the difference? They trying to take a black man. Oh, my God. Like, look, Taraji, shut up.
I mean, my biggest thing is the fact that it's not something that is okay. I understand, you know, people chase celebrities because they try to get whatever they can get out of them. But you, as the celebrity, got to have enough sense to know what you're doing. Yeah. Like, whoever you are is amplified when you have money. Mm. If you a weed head, a dope head, an alcoholic, a sex fanatic, whatever, you know what I'm saying, a shoe collector, your habit, your whoever you really are is going to be, you know what I'm saying, really magnified when you have money to support your habit. And that's just what it was. He has a habit for what it is, young girls or whatever, and he was able to do what he wanted because he had the money and people at his disposal to do so. And so I feel like it's a lot more than just R. Kelly who's at fault doing this whole thing. But at the same time, no way, shape, or form do I condone his behavior because other people were involved. And you can't stand by and act like he's innocent. He's not. I mean, regardless of whether he can be tried for any of these things or not and all this other stuff that's out there, all I can say is you would be crazy. You are crazy to have said that you are in support or screaming that somebody is doing R. Kelly wrong at this point. There's nothing you can say for him. He got to ride this wave out for himself. So, there's no need for anybody to ruin their careers behind R. Kelly. R. Kelly ain't got nothing to give y'all. Mm. I mean, and Erykah Badu, I ain't know she was still out there. Mm. I thought she was out there in the wilderness somewhere playing still. So, if you done come back to ruin your chances of having a career, you could have stayed lost for all that. That doesn't make any sense. Why would you even come out on stage speaking about this man like you believe that he's innocent or that these things that people are saying are not true? I mean, to me, that's just quite odd. And she seems to be very in tune and what they would call woke or whatever. So I'm just trying to understand, like, if you into all these things, you don't see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so let's get Erykah Badu the fuck up out of here. Simple as that. Shout outs. You got any shout outs?
You know I got a shout out, baby. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. What you say? What you say now?
My shout outs, man. Shout out to BEZ, GQ Blue, Sorry, Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, Peppy J from B-More, Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network. Shout out to the Light Skin Kanye, RT3, Gerard in Boston, Drew from DC. Anybody over that side to fuck with the kid. Shout out to my podcast brethren, hashtag Black Pod Squad. We got 12 Cow Podcast. We got Back Talk Podcast. We got I remember the name of the podcast. It's called the, I'm gonna get it right this time. It's called the Brittany Mac Podcast. So shout out to all of those, man. Don't forget the hashtag Black Pod Squad. That's the new collective we got going on. You know, we're looking for like-minded podcasts to join, man. You know, let us know. We fuck with you. You gotta be consistent. Can't be one of those shows that drop once every blue moon or, you know what I'm saying? Nah. Gotta be good content, all right? So, yeah. So, shout out to them. Anybody else? Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, and anybody else that's down with us, fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all. Shout out to y'all. Man, episode 337. is in the books. Don't forget, this episode of Frocast was sponsored by the good folks over at the Dr. Brasive Network, drbrasive.com. You know, you got the boys, Doc, Cam, K-Law the truck driver, and that disrespectful motherfucker, MJ. Don't forget, go check them out. Subscribe to the newsletter. You might be lucky, win that $25 gift card. Apple, iTunes, or fucking Google Play. You know, get your games on, some Candy Crush coins or something like that. Can you use that? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how you do it. So, yeah, don't forget, hit the voicemail up, 347-201-2572. Leave us a voicemail, man. We'd love to hear them, play it on the show.
I'll call you back.
Yeah, somebody text you back, man. You know, who knows, bro? Who knows? But yeah, man, this is another episode of Frocast in the books, man. I'm your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, oh my goodness. Ah, this you missed girl, Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast presented to you by NappyAfro.com. We out here. Peace.
Peace. I was trying to say 337.
That's the end of the show. Go to NappyAfro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com